Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We are privileged to spend but a few short years on this earth at the longest. It is necessary that we get our priorities in line and learn what really matters and what is important. In Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. By these words, Solomon makes it clear what is the most important thing to man. Respect for God and obedience to Him takes first place if we have things in proper order. Samuel once said, "Hath God as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Jesus said, recorded in Matthew 7, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." And closely aligned with that thought is Hebrews 5 and verse 9, "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." From these statements, it is impossible to miss the conclusion. Obedience to God is the most important thing in the world for man. In Ecclesiastes, before Solomon announced the conclusion, he had presented a man's life. Verse 1 gave the first part of life, that's youth, the time when one ought to remember God. In verse 3, he speaks of the time after youth and growing old, when the house, the physical body, shall tremble. The keepers of the house, the hands, shall tremble. The grinders, the teeth, will be lost. The eyes, those that look out of windows, are darkened, and vision is less efficient. Sleep is not deep. Burdens are heavier. A person begins life, passes youth, his mid-years come and go into the older days, and then, according to the natural schedule, he dies. The dust returns to the earth as it was. The mourners are heard in the streets. The cord of life is broken. The spirit no longer remains in the body. Now, man might be able to do many marvelous things. He might even be able to prolong life to some degree. But death he cannot escape, even if he lives to be an old, old person. And in view of that reality, Solomon concludes what is really the most important thing to each of us: respect and obedience to God. That's it. Why is obedience so important? Well, first, it is a way of showing love for God. Jesus taught, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment," Mark 12 and verse 30. Jesus taught, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Jesus taught, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." John wrote, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." We have seen car bumper stickers that said, "Honk if you love Jesus." Well, friend, I suggest that any old goose can honk. You can even get a dog out of the road with a honk. How popular would a bumper sign be that read, "Obey if you love Jesus"? Obedience is the way we show we believe in Him. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, the 11th chapter of Hebrews is a chapter of great men and great women of faith. But in each report concerning them, their faith manifested itself in doing what God instructed them to do. Noah built an ark. Abraham offered Isaac. Moses chose suffering with God's people over the pleasures of sin in Egypt. Such was evident with each one that's mentioned in that chapter. Obedience is the way we show ourselves wise in God's sight. In Matthew 7, "Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." And further Jesus said, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." In this instance, both the wise and the foolish heard the word. Both knew the will of the Lord, but the wise obeyed, while the foolish ignored. Since obeying God is the most important, let us consider some matters that evidently some people must consider minor. Friend, it does matter what kind of music one uses in worship to God. Those who follow the New Testament pattern do not use mechanical instruments of music in worship, but they are content to speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4 in verse 11. We do not have the liberty to add another kind of music to that which God has authorized. We cannot have mechanically produced music by His authority. It is not just to be found in His will anywhere for the Christian in worship. When we sing, we are obeying God. By singing, we show our love and we demonstrate our faith. We are following the path of wisdom. It is incorrect to attempt to worship God our own way without due respect for what the Lord has authorized. We partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, as was done by the first Christians, Acts 20 and verse 7. And this memorial is given in honor of Christ. Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." We show our love for Christ and our respect for His will and our faith in Him when we do as He and His apostles taught the Christians in New Testament times to do. Our buildings usually have a baptistry. There are people who have been buried with Him in baptism, Colossians 2 and verse 12. Buried in baptism into Christ and into His death, Romans 6, 3 and 4. And in Acts chapter 8, both men went into the water and both came up out of the water, the baptism taking place in between. We bury people in water because baptism is a condition of salvation, Mark 16, 16. Peter commanded it of the household of Cornelius, Acts 10 and verse 48. And on Pentecost, Acts 2:38, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." By doing as inspired teachers taught, we show our love and our faith and our respect for deity. Now, friend, there's a difference between obeying God's will and doing our own will, even though at times it may appear to be the same. Let me illustrate. A father died, and in his will he instructed his son to plant a field A in wheat, and to plant field B in corn, and to plant field C in cotton. The son considered the matter, and he agreed that field A was a good wheat field, and so he planted. He agreed that field B was good for corn. But when he came to field C, he thought soybean would be a better crop than cotton, and so he planted soybeans. Now, how many times did the son obey the father's will? Why, he did not obey the father's will even once. Each time he did his own will. It just so happened that the Father commanded what He wanted twice. Many are this way in matters of religion. When they like what God declares, they will strive to go along. But when they want something else, whether the Father has authorized it or not, they will do their own thing. But our attitude should be, "Not my will, but thine be done. Not as I will, but as thou wilt." Obedience means doing the will of God even if others disagree, even when you do not see the wisdom of the command. Obedience is doing what God says, the way God says do it, and for the reason that He said do it, because He said do it. Now there are rewards that result from obeying God's will. James 5 and verse 16 teaches the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Those who are God's children have the privilege of prayer. Have you ever tried to picture one who is separated from God, rebellious in his sins, disobedient to God's commands, trying to even address God in prayer? He cannot say, "My Father, who art in heaven," because he's still a child of the devil. He has never obeyed the commands whereby one is born into God's family. Can he even say, "Lord, save me, I come to you in prayer"? But Jesus has already taught what one must do to be saved, and friend, it is not praying through. But it is obedience to the commands of the gospel. Faith, repentance, confession of Christ, and baptism into Christ for the remission of sins. In fact, there is no way he can address deity in his disobedience. By obedience, one enters into Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8 and verse 1. You realize, do you not, that salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. In fact, all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. And only by obedience, even to the command to be baptized, do we enter into Christ, Romans 6, 3 and 4, and Galatians 3 and verse 27. We are baptized into Christ. Obedience results in spiritual hope for the soul in eternity. Those who die in the Lord die in hope, Revelation 14:13. Those who mourn the passing of loved ones who were in Christ do not grieve as those who have no hope, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 beginning. To obey is the most important thing in the world for a human being. Because man is born only to someday die, that which provides for eternity ranks above all else. And only by obedience to God will such provisions that we need be made for the soul. All things pertaining to Christ are important when we realize the importance of being obedient to His will. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.